cattle future softened some on Tuesday. The International Monetary Fund still expects global economic growth this year to be 6%. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 28th of July. Negotiated cash fig cattle trade remains stuck in park Tuesday, although there is chatter that prices could at least regain last week's lost ground. Cattle futures drifted lower Tuesday amid likely profit-taking and with traders awaiting cash direction. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 50 cents lower, except for unchanged in the back contract. Live cattle futures closed an average of 42 cents lower, except for an average of 20 cents higher in the back three contracts. Wholesale beef prices were a bright spot, though, as they continued to gain on Labor Day stocking. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.80 higher Tuesday afternoon at $269.73 a hundredweight. Select was $3.02 higher at $253.94. Grain futures on Tuesday battled between tougher crop conditions and a mixed to favorable weather forecast. Corn futures closed fractionally lower to 3 cents lower, while soybean futures closed 1 to 5 cents higher through Jan of 22 and then fractionally lower to 11 cents lower. I had just one trendable Tuesday auction with any sort of volume available at press time. That's for Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where steer and heifer calves traded steady to $5 higher with 2,044 head on offer. Remember, you can get weekly market trends and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast available each Tuesday at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday, led by declines in tech stocks and consumer-reliant companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 86 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 21 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 180 points. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, left projections for global economic growth this year at 6%. In the latest quarterly World Economic Outlook update. Compared to the last update, however, IMF increased expectations for global growth next year by 0.5% to 4.9%, mostly based on higher expectations for advanced economies, particularly for the U.S. IMF projections for inflation are a mixed bag. According to the report, recent price pressures for the most part reflect unusual pandemic-related developments and transitory supply-demand mismatches. Inflation is expected to return to its pre-pandemic ranges in most countries next year once these disturbances work their way through prices, though uncertainty remains high. However, IMF analysts say there is risk that transitory pressure could become more persistent and central banks may need to take preemptive action. Among risks to the downside, IMF cites slower than anticipated COVID-19 vaccine rollout, allowing the virus to mutate further, rapidly tightening financial conditions, for instance, stemming from a reassessment of the monetary policy outlook in advanced economies if inflation expectations increase more rapidly than anticipated. Overall, IMF analysts explain vaccine access has emerged as the principal fault line along which the global recovery splits into two blocks. Those that can look forward to further normalization of activity later this year, and those that will still face resurgent infections and rising COVID death tolls. The recovery, however, is not assured, they say, even in countries where infections are currently very low, so long as the virus circulates elsewhere. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 28th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.